Welcome back to the Joe Bucks Fan Show, presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealers. More than 700 vehicles in stock right now, a mile north of the stadium on Del Mabry Highway. Don't worry, drive Curry. Since 1960, the Curry family has been there for you and the community, and they are providing the best service. Family-owned makes a difference. Sage, you've got the 2026 Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend lease for $250 a month. All the details at Bill Curry Ford.
How much Ford. Did you just say? Did you say $250, or was that a mistake?
$250 a month, BillCurryFord.com. All the details there and so many other leases and offers. Ask General Manager Sean Sullivan for the Joe Bucks Fan discount, and you can find him at the website, BillCurryFord.com. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Ira Kaufman, that was his voice. He's here. Lee DeCamper of Joe Bucks Fan is here. All right, Sage, look, Hardy Nickerson is a guy that a lot of Bucks fans have no real idea who he is, because they weren't watching the Bucks in the 1990s, but five Pro Bowls, two All-Pros, every Buccaneer from that golden era says that he was the guy that changed the culture and led the way for Brooks and Sapp, and was a catalyst in what was a legendary defense. Not a Gerald McCoy defense, a legendary defense.
What would a Gerald McCoy defense be?
A two-man show, not a seven-man
show. The reason it wasn't a Gerald McCoy defense, Lee, one of the reasons... Nickerson would knock the hell out of you. And McCoy wasn't known for his physicality.
No, he was not.
But he was a very good finesse player, McCoy. And I still think, you know, one day he'll be in the Ring of Honor 20 years from now. But Nickerson was a very different... Nickerson's the type of player that the Bucks were looking for this offseason.
I'm going to give some Bucks fans a stroke when I say this. Would you believe, as Maxwell Smart would say, Gerald McCoy has the same number of Pro Bowls as the great Leroy Salmon?
Oh, you're killing me, Lee. You're killing me.
Yeah, I've never heard of a finesse defensive tackle, Ira, so that's a little strange. That's a story for another day. Nickerson, middle linebacker.
He was a catalyst. That's a good word, Steve. It's a good word.
He was at the memorabilia show where so many Buccaneers were, Bucky Irving and many others, over at the fairgrounds over the weekend. He was talking to Peter Blake of the Sports Web, and Peter asked him about the Ring of Honor, and Nickerson's like, oh, that's for you to figure out in media. Yeah, it's, humble. He was being humble, but he pressed him. He's like, no, come on, that's not good enough. And he made his case for the Ring of Honor. I was surprised that he actually bid on it. But it's obviously something that Nickerson is interested in. And he said that he put in the work. He noted that he made one team MVP multiple times. The five Pro Bowls, the two All-Pros. And I was impressed that he said that. Why isn't he in there yet, Ira? What's your thought, Lee?
Thing I want to say about the Ring of Honor, and this goes out to California's Ed Glazer, to Maryland's Joel Glazer, to Tampa's Brian Glazer. I hope you're all listening. Every year, don't skip any years. Every year I want somebody going in the Ring of Honor. Every year. What's the matter? You don't have enough candidates? You've been yakking about James Wilder.
Yes.
And well said. I think you could make the same argument for Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, yeah.
And Tom Brady's not in there yet, so he'll have his day.
Playoff Lenny.
Warwick Dunn?
I don't think Gronk or Playoff Lenny get in. You really think so?
Gronk, yeah.
Were you there really? Wow.
Yeah. Look what the offense did when he left. Kaplunk.
Big time postseason
player.
What
do you think? 2 years they put him in? Gronk for 2 years gets in the Ring of Honor as a Buccaneer?
Plus, he's so well liked with the organization.
He helped win a Super Bowl, Steve. That counts. Get back to Nickerson for a minute. He was a really good player.
Yeah.
He was really good in Pittsburgh before he came to the Bucks. And he was sort of the bridge between the Weiss teams and the Dungy teams, mid-90s, when they ended that damn 14-year playoff drought. Mm-hmm. 14 years, Steve. That was the Doug Williams curse. Oh, my God. He's got to go in the Ring of Honor, and so does Wilder. I don't care which one you want to put in first.
I'm very intrigued. Because if you put in Gronk, like you say, he helped you win a Super Bowl, then Shaq Barrett's got to be a lock. He helped you win a Super Bowl, and he had more... A-plus seasons in Tampa than Gronk.
Lee didn't say put Gronk in next year.
Talking about next year.
I have no problem with Shaq Barrett going in.
And then you got to put...
You got to use the West facade, too. You got the East facade, you got the West facade.
And I understand what Steve's saying for 2 years, but you can't tell me Gronk didn't have a major impact on his franchise.
He put juice into this offense. He really did. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
When he got...
I usually push back about first ballot. He's a first ballot.
When he got hurt against the Rams in 2021, that offense took two steps back. And I know Brady was still at the height of his career, and they still had Antonio Brown.
Did he play in 22?
No. Brooke?
Well, they fell off the map. The offense fell apart.
Well, I don't know if you're going to attribute
that. I mean, there's other reasons, but
sure.
Still.
A lot of other guys gotten up. Who mentioned playoff Lenny?
Me.
Lee did. I don't know how he goes in. You going to put Ronald Jones in?
Come on now, Steve.
Why?
Come on.
He had better numbers than Lenny did in 2020.
No,
he did.
Come on.
How many touchdowns did Ronald Jones score in the Super Bowl?
He helped the Bucks win a Super Bowl. That carries weight with the Glazers.
Wow. All right. So I guess I'll be there for Carlton Davis night. All right.
Maybe Brad Johnson gets his day. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, Ring of Honor is not like the Hall of Fame. You know, like, if you were good and you had an impact on a championship winning team, yeah, you're going.
How do you feel about Wilder and Nickerson?
I think they're both worthy. I think Brad Johnson, if you're going to put in these other guys, Lenny and Gronk, you have to put in Brad Johnson.
I know people are going to jump all over me for saying this. I know it's not a personal attack. Who was the right tackle that went to Wisconsin that was put in the Ring of Honor? Thinking he made one Pro Bowl?
Gruber.
You're telling me he had a bigger impact than Gronk?
Left tackle.
I mean, yeah, he wasn't bad, but, I mean, Shaq Barrett had more of an impact.
He played for losing teams, poor Gruber.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, you got everybody going in there, Gerald McCoy. who knows what's next?
Well, I'm looking 30 years down the road, gentlemen. And I still plan to be around.
Like you said, there should not be a year off. You got so many people.
No years off, Steve. No years off. You don't take a year off. No years off.
I agree. There's no reason why the Glazers can't, you know, and even when they're behind the scenes figuring out who's next, you would think they have a 1A and 1B. And
there should be like a dozen.
I could think of a dozen.
Yeah, I could too.
I mean, they got to call the guy and say, are you available and all that stuff that they like to do. Because you never know. You find some. I mean, Simeon Rice obviously loved the organization, but he's the kind of guy who might have been like, screw you. You know, who knows?
I'm drawing a line at Savvy Piscatelli.
Okay.
I'm drawing a line.
Since you brought up Simeon Rice, Steve, I got to mention this. This is too good to pass. Someone did a TikTok video of Simeon. I guess they ran into him at a gas station, and they asked him, what's your favorite food at the gas station? He was outraged. Gas station?
You don't eat gas station food. Do you still look chiseled?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, mandatory minicamp. So we will be having all kinds of stuff going on. And whether it's 2 days or 3 days.
Not that there's a lot of guys that didn't show up at the voluntary that are all of a sudden. You know,
but Vita Vea will be coming in for the first time. Very curious to see how he looks. Allegedly, he's been out there with Sue working out, and he came in fit last year. This year, he seems to be out longer, whether he's actually with Vea or with Sue or not, who knows. But I have a feeling him coming in a contract year, he's going to go wild because he wants the money.
Steve, Vea is interesting with the contract, whether he's going to get another contract in 27. It's going to be interesting.
Well, I told you what.
But maybe much depends on the Mayfield situation.
Well,
all eyes will be on Vea when he comes back, and hopefully he's got something to say. He's not a big fan of chatting with us, but hopefully he sets a big tone for this defense. They're counting on him, and a lot of the fortunes ride on him. You know, people talk about Khalid Jakansi. Vea is just as critical. Real quick, Ira, 30 seconds before we head out on 95.7 WDAE. Reuben Bain, Rock Riley of WDAE, caught up to him for a one-on-one at
God
the Rays,
bless Rock.
At
God
the
bless.
Rays game.
And he threw out the first pitch, right?
Yeah, and Bain did one interview with Rock, and he didn't hold back. He loves the next play mentality of $1. He said, quote, get your popcorn ready, get your tickets.
Could Rock hear what he was saying? Because the Kemper has trouble understanding
it. It was a great interview. One-on-one, it was fun. You have said you don't like the hype around Bain, but Bain's bringing his own hype now. What do you think of that?
That I do like. Let him talk himself up. I like this. I like that kind of confidence.
We'll be back next week on the Joe Bucks Fan Show. Confidence, we're bringing it.